It is 8 o'clock, and this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. Well, 8 o'clock, an hour two of On the River. My name is DJ, the DJ, your volunteer host tonight, and also sitting in during our fundraiser is Justine Jacobson. Many of you who listen to Green Cheese will recognize that voice and the talent that she has. And she's here helping us out tonight, encouraging people to text their donation to Northern Community Radio. You can become a new member, or you can increase your membership level, make a one-time gift, become a sustaining member. Lots of ways that you can get on board here and support Northern Community Radio since 1976.
What we're doing here. It's a movement, man.
Yes, for sure.
Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
And we do have some giveaways, too. There's some T-shirts and things out there,
Yeah.
I think that we have this funder home T-shirt, and then also some summer wear, too, from other fundraisers and events here.
All kinds of stuff going on this week. There's trivia down at the breweries in Bemidji, and I'll get all the details at KAXE.org. You can donate there, too. So, yeah, we got all kinds of stuff because it's home. The theme is home here.
Home, yeah.
for the member drive week at KAXE. And I can't believe I'm sitting here. I'm actually doing like a member drive. This is pretty cool. It's, you know,
You behind the board more often here and share some of your music.
I'm doing more green cheese.
Yeah.
I love the
coming
trivia.
Up, you and Sweet Melissa coming up in November?
It's me and Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
November. November 16th or whatever that.
Wow.
Two Saturdays before Thanksgiving will be. I'm getting lots of Thanksgiving questions prepped. And then in December, Sweet Melissa and I are on the solstice. We're going to have a solstice show.
Oh.
Ooh, doesn't that sound cool?
Nice.
Yep,
yeah.
The shortest night of the year, the darkest night of the year. Sweet Melissa and I will be on the air with green cheese. Ooh, I get all mystical.
We over the years, I've been on KAXE since 96 and throughout the years and stuff and the volunteers. And I think right now we are at the peak of talent as far as it is volunteers. Man, we fill just about every show during the month.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
But we still need people to come in all the time.
Yeah, and I think we got another training session is coming up here, I think.
All that stuff can be found at KAXE.org.
Yeah,
you bet.
You too can be on-air volunteer here at KAXE.
Yep, but money makes the wheels turn and keeps the lights on. So that's why we're here, so that we can remind you to be a part of it. To if KAXE feels like home to you, you know, we've got listeners all over the world, basically, because you can take it with you now. Wherever you have internet, you can listen to KAXE. So if it becomes a part of your life like that, why, if you're not supporting it, why aren't you? And that's why we're here, to remind you to do it. We need many people.
Guilt-free listening, we call it, when you become a member of KAXE.
Exactly.
And it takes a while. I know it took me a couple of years to get it all figured out and how it worked and how we receive our funding. And basically, we get funding from our listener members. That's our largest source. And then we have business supporters. And then we have grants.
Yep.
And so those are the three sources of income for us. But the biggest one is donations from our members and memberships. So
it's when people see the value of it in their lives, when they start seeing the quality of the programming and the shows and the talent. And
we got to get the bumper sticker thing going again. I used to see a lot more of them around here. And even for a while there, I put mine on the front. Well, mine's on the front right now, too. So could see those people when coming down the road. Are you always?
I got them on my garage fridge.
Okay. Or you pull up to a stoplight or something, and the guy in front of you's got a KAXE bumper sticker on there, and I'm going, well, he's not a volunteer, but must be a member. I wonder who he is.
I think a window decal would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're digressing, but...
Yep. Weather forecast for our listening area, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, and lows in the mid-50s, and winds south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Didn't it say clear skies tonight at 7
Did
o'clock?
Did it change again?
Yeah, I think so.
Rascals.
And then tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy with occasional showers for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. Wind southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour, and that is a 60% chance of rain.
Good.
And, yeah, no one's going to be complaining about that. In fact,
I'll come over and kick them if they do.
We want more. Tuesday night, overcast, lows in the low 30s, winds northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. More seasonal temperatures coming up on Wednesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, highs near 50. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour, and mostly clear skies in the evening on Wednesday night, and then becoming cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and the wind south-southwest, 5 to 10. And then a chance of rain again on Thursday. Friday looks to be beautiful, low 50s, sunshine and cloudy mix. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, low 50s, and wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour or so.
My favorite time of year, sweater weather, sweatshirt weather.
Pumpkin
warm,
spice.
Sunny days, cool, crisp nights, a little frost in the morning, having your coffee, listening to KAXC, looking out at the woods. Oh, man.
Leaves floating down.
Life is great in the 218, and KAXC is just a big part of that for me.
Yep.
Coming up during the next segment of music, we'll be pondering what food reminds you of home. So we'll talk about that between ourselves and, you know, text in to our text line, 218-326-1234, what food reminds you of home. And while you're doing that, text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
All right, coming up next is our album of the week, and it's You're the Banana by Rubble Bucket, and this is their seventh album from the Brooklyn-based dance rock band. And the Year of the Banana is inspired by 2015, when the two ended their romantic relationship but eventually decided to continue the band. And that's Alec Toth and Kelmia Travers, who we're talking about. So many of the lyrics are taken from poems Travers wrote during that period, dealing with the changing relationship and the ways they worked through it. So this is our album of the week, Year of the Banana by Rubble Bucket, and we are going to hear Morning Glory Blanket.
Some morning glow. And a black vintage coat from the broken down path. Honey, you'll never know what I did, what I did to get you. Summer late night drives, I would switch lanes with my hands over my eyes, swerving right to escape what I left, what I left. Get you to know you, lost every little thing to watch you, to want you, lost every little thing to hold you. I had to mastermind your dreams to get you, to get you outside. It's spring again. I'm drifting away. We float through cartoon clouds, turn up blue into gray. And there's no place on earth. A secret of our own, bury it right next to me. What I do all over again to get you, to know you, lost every little thing to watch you, to want you, lost every little thing to hold you. I had to give just about everything to get you. There's no place on earth the wolves could ever take, 'cause this promise I keep is the one I'd always make. What I'd do all over again to get you.
Yeah, yeah, let's try. Let's try. Needed peace and quiet, that's the vibe right now. Home after touring, laying out on the couch, reflecting on my 20s, they was cool, no doubt. My first time asking this, I gotta figure this out. Had to wonder, do I miss it a lot? Lack of sleep to run the streets and hit the same old spots. Like the music loud, a little over the top. All my homies crowding around me, think we all gon' pop. Talking reckless, bulletproof from being corrected. Mind and body splitting in a different direction. Only thing I care about is how I'm dressing. Fans know my first name like we best friends. Freshmen, shining, showing off my blessings. Arrogant, 26 years in a mess then. Inability to see I'm chasing perfection. Been drinking every weekend to forget I'm stressing. Open from the first moment, hoping it
it could fix my heart whenever it get broken. Floating, a drop became an ocean. Sinking started slowly, throwing away all my potential. I ain't knowing. People asking, do I miss it a lot? They wonder, do I miss it a lot? It's kind of funny, but why they asking if I miss it a lot? Being angry, I don't miss it a lot. It's kind of funny, but why they asking, do I miss it a lot? Funny question, do I miss it a lot? I don't know if I miss it a lot. Let's keep it going. Back then I did way too much, but let me justify my love. Proudly did my rap thing, corporate hated that lane. Acting out with no shame, folks a little bitter, but this is getting too strange. I've been having mood swings, something must be missing. Ain't no smiling in my pictures. Fall, spring, summer, in the winter. Shuffling through these women, but it's some I don't remember. Trying to medicate the drama with my mama. Plenty nights ain't have a designated driver. Childish, belligerent, started lacking discipline. What you gonna tell me? I'm getting it. Where's the bliss in ignorance? So wild and insensitive. So-called homie said he's tired of my... Only God knows how much that I was hurting. These moments turned me to a new person. They be asking, do I miss it a lot? It's funny, do I miss it a lot? Asking, do I miss it a lot? Why they care if I miss it a lot? That's kind of nosy, but they asking if I miss it a lot. They tripping if they thinking that I miss it a lot. Hanging over, I don't miss it a lot. Confusion, I don't miss it a lot. Yeah, yeah. Growing tolerant, eating over sleeping. Fell out with a lot of friends, hoping this is not a trend. Toxic, boxing myself, the world watching. Nonsense, I had to switch it up, a clean conscience. Fully focused, now my skin back popping. Exploring other options, a miracle I'm stopping. In those parties, I was by myself. Wishing I was somewhere else, that's real life. Insecure to how the ones I love is gonna treat me. Choosing to be sober nowadays ain't really easy. A lot of things I've replicated, seeing them from TV. Believe the only thing I wanted was to be free. Reprieve, GG, in other words, I'm Gucci. Found myself again, I know some others gonna lose me. Veil off my appearance, ain't a shame no more to be seen. Grateful that I'm present in the gift of life, truthfully. I'm alive, I don't miss it a lot. It's been like 7 years, I don't miss it a lot. I don't miss it a lot. I'm just vibing right now. I don't miss it a lot. It's been a minute. I don't miss it a lot. If you hear me, understand that I don't miss it a lot. All the headaches, I don't miss it a lot.
On the
27 minutes past 8 o'clock, and you are listening to Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE. My name is DJ the DJ, and we just heard some new music from Sister Species and Minnesota group.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of a trippy pop sound.
It was taking me back to the 60s,
totally.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of that madman swinging.
Yeah. Herb Alpert kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool music. Yeah. And they're serious artists, too. They're a Minneapolis chamber pop septet led by singer songwriter Emily Castro.
They got the chops.
Yeah,
they
for
got
sure.
The chops. That's cool. That's probably stuff you wouldn't hear
anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Even on a metro station,
yep.
Probably.
Yep.
That's what makes KAXE so unique is people always comment, you never know what you're going to hear.
Exactly.
When you turn it on, and that's, I like that. I like the unpredictable things, and I know.
I like hearing new music.
Yeah.
You know, I get in my rut of what
for
I
sure.
like to listen to, so it's like.
And new can be like a new genre, too.
Oh, all the time I'm finding new styles, new genres I like when I listen to KAXE.
The range and ages we have now are pretty good, too, as far as volunteers. And, man, we do get a great mix of music from our volunteers. What a wonderful opportunity to become a part of your community and recognized as contributing to that. So
contributing positive content to the world.
Yes.
It really is. It's like, especially in this day and age, it's really something of value to the culture, to our society. So
well, music is a universal language,
it
right?
It is. So if you value that, like we value it,
Support it.
Support it for sure. That's why we're here. That's why I'm sitting in with DJ tonight, and
we want
co-hosting On the River. We want you
to donate. Or text donate.
Text the word donate to 218-326-1234, and become a part of it, or give another donation, or
yeah, you can increase your donation. Mm-hmm. You can make a one-time gift to this evening.
All kinds of ways to give.
We have people that throw money out there, and they have a matching deal that goes on too.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of ways to become a part of KAXE, KBXE, and support this community radio station. Since 1976, man, we're coming up pretty soon on a 50-year anniversary.
We must be doing something right.
Oh, man. Yes, we are. Right. Especially when they said we could never do this, a radio station like this in rural northern Minnesota. You couldn't get any farther away from civilization. But
it's a juggernaut.
Yeah. And it's a great story about what happened in the early days and how we survived. And
yes.
You know, the desire to not give up and make this thing work. And
yep. Man, we value this. We need this.
It's awesome to be a part of this. So text DONATE 218-326-1234. And then also tell us, what do you do with your butter? Do you leave it out on the counter? Do you cover it, put it in the refrigerator? We had one caller, his father had this special device that kept the butter at the perfect temperature in the refrigerator.
Yeah, even if it was refrigerated,
yeah.
He heated it just slightly to keep it at that perfect spreadable temperature, which I think is, you know, kind of overkill a little bit. But remember back at the last break, we talked about to think about what food reminds you of home, DJ, specifically.
Oh, yeah. My mom made breaded pork chops on the stove, right?
Yep.
Cast iron pan, kind of like you would make chicken. Lots of oil in there, right?
Yep.
Those pork chops, oh gosh, they were so good.
DJ's having a moment. Just bear with us, everyone.
And, you know, I've tried to recreate some of those things that mom made. Never turns out.
Never quite right.
But
the fact that you're trying to recreate it is...
My grandma had the best pancake recipe ever, and of course I got a copy of it, but it's a pinch of that and a dash of this.
Sure.
and so
they,
you know, this
nothing.
They didn't met, no absolutely
no.
not
no.
But that's the only way you got food then.
Yeah.
Right,
you, lighter than air, soaking up all that butter.
Yeah.
We go back to butter even with the food.
Yeah.
Butter, you know what butter's really good on? It's good on a Finnish bread called pula, or sometimes it's called biscuit. I think that when I was thinking about that and what food reminds me of home, I think that that's probably what reminds me most about home, northern Minnesota, that Finnish cardamom bread.
Oh, yeah.
It, and it's kind of sweet and rich, eggs and butter and lots of cardamom, freshly ground cardamom.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of particular one.
In a moment.
I love toast in the morning with my coffee, and I'm kind of particular about putting the butter on there.
I
love, you know, in the summer, the temperatures are better because it's warmer, and now it's kind of stiff. But
room temperature is about 62 in our place right about now.
So, I got to slice, get some thin slices off that stick of butter, right? And then get the four corners and the toast and put it on. Oh, I love just butter on there.
Yep.
Well, text, donate, and stay right with us here as we play more music for your listening enjoyment. Coming up is Sister... Yeah, it is. Take everything and scatter it. Sister Species, Lena in the Bog.
I think you put both of them together, and you know that would be the sweetest of it all.
Melanin has to do with skin color. It has to do with behavior. It has to do with consciousness. It has to do with thought. It has to do with spiritual transformation. It has to do with cosmic connectedness. It has to do with timelessness, spacelessness. And all that goes with it is all that.
Black and gold genetics. essence. Walking through this world as myself, no cuts, no edits. Essence, no, I'm dumb fresh without a necklace. Get it if I want it, steal cash over credit. When your life is sweet, sometimes it throws lemons. But with the Lord's blessing, no stress is still pressing. Copacetic, in a comfortable condition. If you listen close enough, the universe is whispering. The world on high, I reside, come and kick it. Black angels everywhere, draped in long linens. Girls I used to crush on, now they blowing kisses. And everything's everything, ain't no superstitions. Bringing every dream to fruition, proposition. Product of a short summer and a long winter. Fixing every broken promise and stolen wishes. Leave a mark deep enough so you won't forget us. On a high that you can't describe. Ego tripping, must be on my daddy's side. Bumping Oli's high, beaming like the Enterprise. Earth, wind, and fire through September, hope you recognize. I say a sinner, a winner till I say goodbye. Feed my desires on a daily till I'm satisfied. I made a vibe and they all felt them. Y'all welcome, was named after Malcolm and I'm seen seldom. God help them. I tear the ceiling off, they won't kill us all. What a journey, dog, with my sneakers on. May not see the mark, but I'm keeping on. Let me reach a star, can't see a loss if my hundreds in a row. Find a woman of my soul, make a baby, watch it grow. Wonderful when I quote, before I seek love in a post. Look myself in the mirror, say I love you the most.
Have a toast.
Recall my innocence, reminiscing every day. Don't watch my idols, had to go to Eddie Mays. Chunky face, when I was A. Growing up, we show us Poe, no one to blame. Mama used to cut my hair, bad fades. Can't forget the places of origin I was raised. No complaints, the paper came. I say that to say we came a long way. From devastation to elevation. Took the pain out of segregation. Channeled that into congregations. Hella favor, celebrated and imitated. We creators, DNA is decorated. Throw a tilt on the crown, washing sins in the water, but just don't let us drown. Let us win, let us cry, let us grin, let us sin, let us free, let us fly.
It's my big moment, my big speech, you know, I want to make sure I didn't leave anything out.
Explore you.
tide, rain in my eyes, rain in my eyes. Though I was stone on the inside, I felt alone, I felt so alone. Thank you.
I'm so glad I found you, baby. I'm so lucky. I'm so glad I found you.
You look good on me, baby.
I'm so lucky. I'm so glad I found you.
You look good on me, baby.
I'm so lucky. I'm so glad I found you.
You look good on me, baby.
I'm so lucky. I'm so glad I found you.
You look good on me, baby.
I'm so
Fourteen minutes before 9 o'clock, you're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE in Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. And my name is DJ the DJ.
Justine Jacobson, along for the ride.
Well, you're along for more than the ride. You've been carrying us here. Good job. Are you close?
There we go.
There, I keep forgetting.
Justine Jacobson along for the ride, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I forgot to, you got to press the on button on the mic two. Mic one, you just.
Slide it
yep,
up, yeah.
Just slide her up and go. So, yeah, Justine Jacobson, and she's been a member of KAXE for a while, and one of her favorite things to do is green cheese, so.
I was a listener. That's probably what got me started listening to KAXE when I was just coming up here on weekends visiting my in-laws in Chisholm. But yeah, I listened to Green Cheese, and then I was listening to the music and just hearing stuff that I wasn't hearing anywhere else. And so it was really cool and unique, and it just went along with kind of the Minnesota, Northern Minnesota groove for me. You know, it's just kind of that slower pace, that homey feeling, that coming home feeling, that welcoming, comforting feeling of Northern Minnesota.
So much different than what we have experienced on commercial radio especially. Yeah. And there's a homey feeling to KAXE.
It really feels like a grassroots, but yet
people
state of the art professional.
Yeah, people I'm rubbing shoulders with, you know, out there, they're volunteers here at KAXE. There's not a profile of a KAXE volunteer here.
It's not a cookie cutter.
Oh man, everybody a little different. That makes
all walks of life.
Makes for some great music on here too. And I know I like to challenge myself and also challenge listeners too, and play some different stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to world music too. But you know, we say it's a universal language of music around the world, man.
Brings people together.
Been doing it since we were in caves sitting around the fire, right?
Yeah, you know, and KAXE, I think, really shines, too, with promoting local music and local events. And
yes, Minnesota talent, right? Yeah. We do Malachi Coons on Friday afternoon, 2 hours of Minnesota center stage, a fabulous music scene from Minnesota, and it goes way back too, right, to the 60s. One of the early rock and roll songs, right, was what was his name, Gene Vincent. He was from Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then he got killed in a car accident in England. He only ever had one big song, but he was the newest teen sensation.
The Trash Man.
Yeah. Trash Prince. Man, of course. Well, Prince, Bob Dylan, holy
Molly
cow.
Molly B. International Focus Superstar Molly B. She's
oh,
Minnesota
man,
girl.
Yeah. Just some fabulous music that's
a
come
out. A lot
of
talent out there.
So what we're doing, this is our fall fundraiser, and we're asking you to text, donate, 218-326-1234. Become a member, increase your membership donation. Become a sustaining member. You can make a one-time pledge for this event. Throw some money out there and make it a challenge for people to match pledges there. That's often done here, $500 or $1,000. Whatever you can afford and whatever value that you place in Northern Community Radio.
We just need you to step forward and to invest yourself in this quality of life improving radio station that we've got going here. We're very fortunate to have this right in our own backyard.
So we've been talking about home.
Home. It's the theme for this this pledge week.
And, you know, I told you what my favorite meal was at home. What was yours?
I think that mine, if I had to pick a favorite meal that reminds me of home up here specifically, I would say it's porchetta.
I like
porchetta. Oh, I make a really good porchetta. I was told by an old dyed-in-the-wool Iron Ranger that my porchetta was right up there among the best that he's ever had.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yep, I've had it.
Yeah. That's right. I brought you some that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
My son's, he's got one of those pellet stoves, right? Does a lot of smoking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told him, I said, we got to try porchetta in the smoker.
Smoked porchetta's pretty darn tasty.
Oh, man, I bought two of them. We had them, man, is that a hit? So we kind of make that on a regular basis now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only problem I have with the porchetta is I got to find a small enough one because I live by myself and
you know, it freezes really well. If you cook a bunch of it and then portion it and freeze it, it freezes really well.
Yeah.
And then you just thaw it out and warm it up and...
If I can find, I like to find the little ones, and once in a while I can almost eat a whole porchetta myself. Pound and a half, 2 pounds of porchetta. Oh, my.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
The fennel, the garlic, the black pepper. That reminds me of home. You walk into your door and you've had a porchetta in the crock pot for 8 hours or so. You walk in that door and it's like, oh, baby.
I love fennel, too. A lot of people don't like it.
It's got that licorice flavor
to it. Yeah. Oh, and I like licorice, too. Black licorice, right?
Yep.
Yeah, red licorice is for kids, but black licorice.
So KAXE is like porchetta.
We are.
You walk in, you got KAXE on the radio, and you know you're home.
Oh, yep, yes, and the smell of porchetta.
Donate. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
And what do you do with your butter?
I keep my butter on the counter. I keep one stick on the counter. Yeah. And then I keep the rest of the pound in the freezer or in the refrigerator. And then I buy butter in quantity and have it in the freezer so that I'm never out.
Yeah. All right. So do you, when you're baking and stuff, do you have unsalted and salted butter?
I usually use salted just because I don't, I don't feel like buying two different kinds of butter. And I just cut back on whatever the recipe calls for salt. I'll just add it.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's kind of a... Whatever.
I like salted butter.
Yeah, me too.
It lasts longer.
I think it's just one of those little things that, you know, people always got to be one up on.
Well, you know, and chefs call for unsalted butter.
All the time.
You know, I guess if I was making something that I was going to sell or professional or something, I'd probably make the effort to do unsalted. But just to have on hand for home, salted is fine.
About butter on your popcorn?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Lots of it. Lots of it. And truffle salt. I like truffle salt on my popcorn.
Really? I've never had truffle. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I like, what do they call that? Kettle corn? I'm not a big fan. I don't like the sweetness.
I like
caramel corn, but I don't know. I like my popcorn nuts.
Okay,
sweet.
You just said, I don't like the sweetness, and then you come back, your next statement is, I like the caramel corn. Okay, news for you. Caramel corn's a lot sweeter than kettle corn, DJ.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I'm calling you out. See, it's on-air personalities like this that make the difference, too, with KAXE. You know, so many places, they don't have live DJs playing the music for you, sitting in the studio. We have that here at KAXE.
So thanks for tuning in and
thanks
listening tonight. And we got one more song, and we'll come back with the top of the hour and hour three of On the River with DJ the DJ and
Justine Jacobson.